boring or stale. For example, you might change up your morning exercise routine every 90 days or even monthly. You could try different meditations, either through a simple Google search or by downloading various meditation apps on your phone. You could create a vision board and update it regularly. As I mentioned during this section on affirmations, you should always be updating your affirmations to stimulate your senses and to be in alignment with your always evolving vision of who you can and want to be. I also adjust my miracle morning on the fly, based on my changing schedule, circumstances, and projects I'm working on. When I'm preparing for an upcoming speech or seminar that I'll be presenting, I allocate more time during my miracle morning to practice and rehearse my performance. When I'm traveling to give speeches for colleges or corporations and I'm staying in hotels, I adjust my miracle morning accordingly. For example, if I'm scheduled to give a late-night keynote or workshop at a conference, I will move my wake-up and start time a little later. Another example of making adjustments based on my current projects has been during these past few months, as my miracle morning has ironically been heavily focused on completing this book. I've still maintained the lifesavers. I've just done a shortened version, so I can focus more of my time on writing. As you can see, you can always design and customize the miracle morning to fit your lifestyle. Final thoughts on customizing your miracle morning. Humans need variety. It's important that you keep your miracle morning feeling fresh and new. As one of my first mentors once told me, whenever I complained about my work as a sales rep getting boring, whose fault is it that it's boring? And whose responsibility is it to make it fun again? This is a great lesson that I've never forgotten. Whether it's our routines or our relationships, it's our responsibility to actively and continuously make them the way we want them to be. Remember, the moment you accept total responsibility for everything in your life is the moment you claim the power to change anything in your life. Chapter 9. From Unbearable to Unstoppable. The Real Secrets to Forming Habits That Will Transform Your Life in 30 Days. Successful people aren't born that way. They become successful by establishing the habit of doing things unsuccessful people don't like to do. The successful people don't always like doing these things themselves. They just get on and do them. Don Marquis. Motivation is what gets you started. Habit is what keeps you going. Jim Rohn. It's been said that our quality of life is created by the quality of our habits. If a person is living a successful life, then that person simply has the habits in place that are creating and sustaining their levels of success. On the other hand, if someone is not experiencing the levels of success they want, no matter what the area, they simply haven't committed to putting the necessary habits in place which will create the results they want. Considering that our habits create our life, there is arguably no single skill that is more important for you to learn and master than controlling your habits. You must identify, implement, and maintain the habits necessary for creating the results you want in your life, while learning how to let go of any negative habits which are holding you back from achieving your true potential. Habits are behaviors that are repeated regularly and tend to occur subconsciously. Whether you realize it or not, your life has been and will continue to be created by your habits. If you don't control your habits will control you. Unfortunately, if you're like the rest of us, you were never taught how to successfully implement and sustain, aka master, positive habits. There's no class offered in school called Habit Mastery. There should be. Such a course would probably be more important to your success and overall quality of life than all the other courses combined. Because they never learn to master their habits, most people fail at virtually every attempt to control them, time and time again. Take New Year's resolutions, for example. Habitual failure. New Year's resolutions. NYRs. Every year, Millions of well-intentioned people make New Year's resolutions, but less than 5% of us stick to them. A NYR is really just a positive habit, like exercising or early rising, you want to incorporate into your life. Or a negative habit, like smoking or eating fast food, you want to get rid of. You don't need a statistic to tell you that. When it comes to NYRs, most people have already given up and thrown in the towel before January has even come to a close. Maybe you've seen this phenomenon in real time. If you've ever gone to the gym the first week of January, you know how difficult it can be to find a parking spot. It's packed with vehicles owned by people with good intentions and armed with an NYR to lose weight and get in shape. However, if you go back to the gym closer to the end of the month, you'll notice that half of the parking lot is empty. Not armed with a proven strategy to stick with their new habits, the majority continue to fail. Why is it so difficult to implement and sustain the habits we need to be happy, healthy, and successful? Addicted to the old. Change is painful. Yes, we are at some level addicted to our habits, whether psychologically or physically. Once a habit has been reinforced through enough repetition, it can be very difficult to change. That is, if you don't have an effective, proven strategy. One of the primary reasons most people fail to create and sustain new habits is because they don't know what to expect, and they don't have a winning strategy. How long does it really take to form a new habit? Depending on the article you read, or which expert you listen to, you'll hear compelling evidence that it takes anywhere from a single hypnosis session, 21 days, or even up to 3 months to incorporate a new habit into your life, or get rid of an old one. The popular 21-day myth may come from the 1960 book Psycho-Cybernetics, A New Way to Get More Living Out of Life, written by cosmetic surgeon Dr. Maxwell Maltz. He found that amputees took, on average, 21 days to adjust to the loss of a limb. He argued that people take 21 days to adjust to any major life changes. Some would argue that how long it takes for a habit to become truly automatic also depends on the difficulty of the habit. My personal experience and the real-world results I've seen working with hundreds of coaching clients has led me to the conclusion that you can change any habit in 30 days, if you have the right strategy. The problem is, most people don't have any strategy, let alone the right one. So year after year, they lose confidence in themselves and their ability to improve, as failed attempt after failed attempt piles up and knocks them down. Something has to change. How can you become a master of your habits? How can you take complete control of your life and your future by learning how to identify, implement, and sustain any positive habit you want and permanently remove any negative habit? You're about to learn the right strategy, one most people know nothing about. The Miracle Morning 30-Day Habit Mastery Strategy that actually works. One of the biggest obstacles preventing most people from implementing and sustaining positive habits is that they don't have the right strategy. They don't know what to expect and aren't prepared to overcome the mental and emotional challenges that are part of the process of implementing any new habit. We'll start by dividing the 30-day time frame necessary to implement a positive new habit or get rid of an old negative habit into 3 10-day phases. Each of these phases presents a different set of emotional challenges and mental roadblocks to sticking with a new habit. Since the average person is not aware of these challenges and roadblocks, when they face them, they give up because they don't know what to do to overcome them. Days 1 through 10. Phase 1. Unbearable. The first 10 days of implementing any new habit or ridding yourself of any old habit can feel almost unbearable. Although the first few days can be easy and even exciting because it's something new, as soon as the newness wears off, reality sets in. You hate it. It's painful. It's not fun anymore. Every fiber of your being tends to resist and reject the change, Your mind rejects it, and you think, I hate this. Your body resists it and tells you, I don't like how this feels. If your new habit is waking up early, which might be a useful one to get started on now, during the first 10 days, your experience might be something like this. The alarm clock sounds. Oh God, it's morning already. I don't want to get up. I'm so tired. I need more sleep. Okay, just 10 more minutes. Hit snooze button. The problem for most people is that they don't realize that this seemingly unbearable first 10 days is only temporary. Instead, they think it's the way the new habit feels and will always feel, telling themselves, if the new habit is this painful, forget it. It's not worth it. As a result, 95% of our society, the mediocre majority, fail time and time again to start exercising routines, quit smoking, improve their diets, stick to a budget, or any other habit that would improve their quality of life. Here's where you have an advantage over the other 95%. See, when you are prepared for these first 10 days, when you know that it is the price you pay for success, that the first 10 days will be challenging, but they're also temporary, you can beat the odds and succeed. If the benefits are great enough, we can do anything for 10 days, right? So, the first 10 days of implementing any new habit aren't a picnic. You'll defy it. You might even hate it at times, but you can do it. Especially considering it only gets easier from here, and the reward is, oh, just the ability to create everything you want for your life. Days 11 through 20, phase 2, uncomfortable. After you get through the first 10 days, the most difficult 10 days, you begin the second 10-day phase, which is considerably easier. You'll be getting used to your new habit. You will also have developed some confidence and positive associations to the benefits of your habit. While days 11 through 20 are not unbearable, they are still uncomfortable and will require discipline and commitment on your part. At this stage, it will still be tempting to fall back to your old behaviors. Referencing the example of waking up early as your new habit, it will still be easier to sleep in because you've done it for so long. Stay committed. You've already gone from unbearable to uncomfortable, and you're about to find out what it feels like to be unstoppable. Days 21 through 30. Phase 3. Unstoppable. When you enter the final 10 days, the home stretch, the few people that make it this far almost always make a detrimental mistake, adhering to the popular advice from many experts who claim it only takes 21 days to form a new habit. Those experts are partly correct. It does take 21 days, the first two phases to form a new habit. But the third 10-day phase is crucial to sustaining your new habit long term. The final 10 days is where you positively reinforce and associate pleasure with your new habit. You've been primarily associating pain and discomfort with it during the first 20 days. Instead of hating and resisting your new habit, you start feeling proud of yourself for making it this far. Phase 3 is also where the actual transformation occurs, as your new habit becomes part of your identity. It transcends the space between something you're trying and who you're becoming. You start to see yourself as someone who lives the habit. Back to our example of waking up early. You go from having an identity that says, I am not a morning person, to I am a morning person. Instead of dreading your alarm clock in the morning, now when the alarm goes off, you are excited to wake up and get going because you've done it for over 20 days in a row. You're starting to see and feel the benefits. Too many people get overly confident, pat themselves on the back, and think, I've done it for 20 days, so I'm just going to take a few days off. The problem is that those first 20 days are the most challenging part of the process. taking a few days off before you've invested the necessary time into positively reinforcing the habit makes it difficult to get back on. It's days 21 to 30 where you really start enjoying the habit, which is what will make you continue it in the future. But I hate running. I'm not a runner though, John. In fact, I hate running. There's no way I could do it. Come on, Hal. It's to raise money for the Front Row Foundation, John Berghoff responded. Look, I didn't think I could do a marathon either. But once you commit to it, you'll find a way to make it happen. And I'm telling you, it is truly a life-changing experience. I'll think about it. Telling John I would think about it was really just my way of getting him off my back. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely believed in and supported the life-changing work done by the Front Row Foundation. I had been donating money to the organization for years, but writing a check was a little easier than running a marathon. Unless I was being chased, I hadn't intentionally run so much as a block in the 10 years since I graduated high school. And even back then, I only ran to keep from failing PE class. Besides, ever since breaking my femur and pelvis in the car accident back when I was 20, I was always afraid of what might happen if I put too much pressure on my leg. In fact, every time I went snow skiing, I couldn't help but have visions of me tripping and taking a hard fall, then having the metal rod in my leg break through the skin of my thigh. It's a gruesome thought, but breaking your limbs and being told you may never walk again can do that to you. A week later, after my conversation with John, one of my coaching clients, Katie Fingerhut, completed her second marathon. Hal, it's so amazing. I feel like I can do anything now. Between John and Katie's enthusiastic testimonies for marathon running, I was starting to think maybe it was time for me to overcome my limiting belief about not being a runner and just start running. Like everything else in life, if they could do it, then so could I. So I did. The next morning, intent on completing my first mile on my journey to completing a marathon, I put on my basketball shoes, sound familiar, and headed out the front door of my house. I was actually looking forward to it. Remember, the first few days of any new habit are often exciting. Down the driveway I hustled, motivated and inspired. Onto the sidewalk I ran. As I stepped from the sidewalk to the street, my ankle twisted on the curb and I collapsed. Lying on the pavement, writhing in pain and gripping my ankle, I thought to myself, everything happens for a reason, so I guess today wasn't the day for me to start running. I'll try again tomorrow. So I did. 30 days, from unbearable to unstoppable. That next day, I officially began my marathon training. My excitement only lasted for a few blocks as the physical pain began to remind me of what I believed for so long. I am not a runner. My hips ached, my femur was sore, but I was committed. I completed my first painful mile, but I realized I needed help. I needed a plan. I drove to the bookstore and purchased the perfect book for me, The Non-Runner's Marathon Trainer by David Whitsett. Now, I had a plan. Days 1 through 10. The first 10 days of running were both physically painful and mentally challenging. Every single day, I fought a constant battle in my head with the voice of mediocrity telling me it was okay to quit, but it wasn't. Do what's right, not what's easy, I reminded myself. I kept running. I was committed. Days 11 through 20. Days 11 through 20 were only slightly less painful. I still didn't like running, but I didn't really hate it anymore. For the first time in my life, I was forming the habit of running every day. It was no longer this scary thing I only watched other people doing on the sidewalk while I was driving my car. After nearly 2 weeks of daily running, it was starting to feel normal for me to wake up every day and just go for a run. I remained committed. Days 21 through 30. Days 21 through 30 were almost enjoyable. I'd almost forgotten what it felt like to hate running. I was doing it without much thought. I just woke up, put on my running shoes, Yes, I had invested in a pair and logged my miles each day. The mental battle was gone, replaced with reciting positive affirmations or listening to self-improvement audios while I ran. In just 30 days, I had overcome my limiting belief that I couldn't run. I was becoming what I would have never imagined in a million years. I was becoming a runner. The rest of the story. 52 miles to freedom. Just 30 days after beginning the habit of running, something that had been so foreign and unpleasant to me for my entire life, I had completed 50 miles, culminating in my first 6-mile run. I called John to celebrate. He was excited for me. And always looking to help me raise my own standards, he presented me with a challenge. John knew me well enough to know that in the peak emotional state I was in, I would likely accept any challenge. "Hal, why don't you run an ultramarathon? If you're going to run 26 miles, you might as well run 52. Only John would suggest such logic. I'll think about it. This time when I told John I would think about it, I actually meant it. I was intrigued by the idea of pushing myself even further and running 52 consecutive miles. Maybe John was right. If I was going to run 26, I might as well run 52. I mean, shoot, if I could go from running 0 miles to being able to run 6 consecutive miles in just 4 weeks, and I still had 6 months until the Front Row Foundation's annual run for the Front charity run, why not set the bar a little higher and go for 52? So I did. I was even somehow able to convince a friend and 2 of my brave coaching clients to do it with me. 6 months later, I had logged 475 miles, including 3 20-mile runs, and had traveled across the country to meet with 2 of my favorite coaching clients, James Hill and Fabian Valencia, and longtime friend Alicia Anderer, so the 4 of us could attempt to run 52 miles during the Atlantic City Marathon. John even flew out to show his support. There was just one logistical challenge, though. Atlantic City wasn't set up for any ultra-marathon runners, so we improvised. We met on the boardwalk at 3:30 a.m. Our goal was to finish our first 26 miles before the official marathon began, then complete the second half with the regular marathon runners. The moment was surreal. The energy between the 4 of us was a blend of excitement, fear, adrenaline, and disbelief. Were we really going to do this? We might have been able to see our breath in the chill October air had the moonlight been brighter. Nevertheless, our path was well enough lit, and so we began. 1 foot in front of the other. 1 step at a time, we moved forward. We all agreed that was the key to our success that day. Keep moving forward. So as long as we didn't stop putting 1 foot in front of the other, as long as we kept moving forward, we would eventually reach our destination. 6 hours and 5 minutes later, largely due to the collective support and accountability of our group working together as one unit, we completed our first 26 miles. This was a defining moment for each of us. Not because of the 26 miles we had behind us, but because of the mental fortitude it was going to take to get ourselves to run the 26 miles we had ahead of us. The excitement which permeated every fiber of our being just 6 hours earlier had been replaced with excruciating pain, fatigue, and mental exhaustion. Considering the physical and mental state we were in, we just didn't know if we had it in us to duplicate what we had just done. But we did. A total of 15 and a half hours from the time we started, James, Fabian, Alicia, and I completed our 52-mile quest. Together. 1 foot in front of the other, and 1 step at a time, we ran, jogged, walked, limped, and literally crawled across the finish line. On the other side of that line was freedom, the kind of freedom that can never be taken away from you. It was freedom from our self-imposed limitations. Although through our training we had grown to believe that running 52 consecutive miles was possible, none of us really believed in our heart of hearts that it was probable. As individuals, each of us struggled with our own fear and self-doubt. But the moment we crossed that finish line, we had given ourselves the gift of freedom from our fears, our self-doubt, and our self-imposed limitations. It was in that moment I realized that this is a gift of freedom not reserved for the chosen few, but one that is available to each and every one of us the moment we make the choice to take on challenges that are out of our comfort zone, forcing us to grow, to expand our capacity, to be and do more than we have been and done in the past. This is true freedom. Are you ready for true freedom? The Miracle Morning 30-Day Life Transformation Challenge, in the next chapter, will enable you to overcome your own self-imposed limitations so you can be, do, and have everything you want in your life, faster than you ever thought possible. The Miracle Morning is a life-changing daily habit. And while most people who try it love it from day one, getting yourself to follow through with it for 30 days so you can make it a lifelong habit will require an unwavering commitment from you. On the other side of the next 30 days is you, becoming the person you need to be to create everything you've ever wanted for your life. Seriously, what could be more exciting than that? Chapter 10, The Miracle Morning 30-Day Life Transformation Challenge. An extraordinary life is all about daily, continuous improvements in the areas that matter most. Robin Sharma. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone. Neil Donald Walsh. Let's play devil's advocate for a moment. Can the Miracle Morning really transform your life in just 30 days? I mean, come on. Can anything really make that significant of an impact in your life that quickly? Well, remember that it did for me, even when I was at my lowest point. It has for thousands of others. Ordinary people, just like you and me, becoming extraordinary. In the last chapter, you learn the simplest and most effective strategy for successfully implementing and sustaining any new habit in 30 days. During the Miracle Morning 30-Day Life Transformation Challenge, you'll identify the habits you believe will have the most significant impact on your life, your success, who you want to be, and where you want to go. Then, you'll use the next 30 days to form these habits, which will completely transform the direction of your life, your health, your wealth, your relationships, and any other aspect that you choose. By changing the direction of your life, you immediately change your quality of life, and ultimately, where you end up. Consider the rewards. When you commit to the Miracle Morning 30-Day Life Transformation Challenge, you will be building a foundation for success in every area of your life, for the rest of your life. By waking up each morning and practicing the Miracle Morning, you will begin each day with extraordinary levels of discipline, the crucial ability to get yourself to follow through with your commitments, clarity, the power you'll generate from focusing on what's most important, and personal development, perhaps the single most significant determining factor in your success. Thus, in the next 30 days, you'll find yourself quickly becoming the person you need to be to create the extraordinary levels of personal, professional, and financial success you truly desire. You'll also be transforming the Miracle Morning from a concept that you may be excited and possibly a little nervous to try into a lifelong habit, one that will continue to develop you into the person you need to be to create the life you've always wanted. You'll begin to fulfill your potential and see results in your life far beyond what you've ever experienced before. In addition to developing successful habits, you'll also be developing the mindset you need to improve your life, both internally and externally. By practicing the lifesavers each day, you'll be experiencing the physical, intellectual, emotional, and spiritual benefits of silence, affirmations, visualization, exercise, reading, and scribing. You'll immediately feel less stressed, more centered, focused, happier, and more excited about your life. You'll be generating more energy, clarity, and motivation to move towards your highest goals and dreams, especially those you've been putting off far too long. Remember, your life situation will improve after, but only after, you develop yourself into the person you need to be to improve it. That's exactly what these next 30 days of your life can be. A new beginning and a new you. You can do this. If you're feeling hesitant or concerned about whether or not you will be able to follow through with this for 30 days, relax. It's completely normal to feel that way. This is especially true if waking up in the morning is something you found challenging in the past. Remember, we all suffer from RMS, rearview mirror syndrome. So it's not only expected that you would be a bit hesitant or nervous, but it's actually a sign that you're ready to commit. Otherwise, you wouldn't be nervous. It is also important that you take confidence from the thousands of other people who have already gone from living on the wrong side of their potential gap to completely transforming their lives with the Miracle Morning. In fact, I'd like to take a moment to revisit and review a handful of the success stories that were shared in the opening pages of this book. I really believe the example of others can shine light on what's possible for us. I was so inspired by the transformation that Melanie Deppen, an entrepreneur from Sellings Grove, Pennsylvania, shared with us. I am on day 79 of the Miracle Morning, and since I began, I have not missed a single day. Honestly, this is the first time in my life that I've ever set out to do something and have actually stuck with it for more than just a couple of days or weeks. I now look forward to waking up every day. It's incredible. The Miracle Morning has completely changed my life. I couldn't help but wish I had known about the Miracle Morning in college, or even high school, after hearing the difference it made for Michael Reeves, a student from Walnut Creek, California. When I first heard about the Miracle Morning, I thought to myself, this is so crazy that it just might work. I am a college student taking 19 units and working full-time, so that left me with zero time to work on my goals. Before I learned about the Miracle Morning, I used to wake up between 7 to 9 a.m. every day because I had to get ready for class. But now I consistently wake up at 5 a.m. I am learning and growing so much through daily personal development, and I am loving the Miracle Morning. Speaking of college students, Natanya Green, now a yoga instructor in Sacramento, California, began fulfilling her potential with the help of the Miracle Morning while attending a California university. After beginning the Miracle Morning in December 2009 as a college student at UC Davis, I noticed profound changes immediately. I quickly began to achieve long-desired goals more easily than I would have ever expected. I lost weight, found a new love, attained my best grades ever, and even created multiple streams of income, all in less than 2 months. Now, years later, the Miracle Morning is still an integral part of my daily life. How could you not be impressed by the extraordinary level of commitment shown by Ray Ceffardini, a district manager from Baltimore, Maryland? I'm on my 83rd consecutive day of the Miracle Morning, and just wish I had known about it sooner. It is amazing how much clarity I have throughout the day. Now, thanks to the Miracle Morning, I am able to focus on my work and all other tasks each day with so much more energy and enthusiasm. Thanks to the Miracle Morning, I am experiencing a richer, more abundant way of living in both my personal and my professional life. Finally, I was blown away by the powerful story from Rob Leroy, a senior account executive in Sacramento, California. A few months ago, I decided to try the Miracle Morning. My life is changing so fast I cannot keep up. I'm such a better person because of this, and it's infectious. My business was struggling, but after I started the Miracle Morning, I was amazed at how just by working on myself every day, I was able to turn it all around. These success stories are from normal, everyday people just like you and me. People who were living below their potential and used the Miracle Morning to finally close the gap and achieve the success they truly want and deserve. Now is a good time to be reminded of one of the most important success principles for you and I to live by. If they can do it, so can we. 3.1 steps to begin the Miracle Morning 30-Day Life Transformation Challenge. Step 1. Get the Miracle Morning 30-Day LTC Fast Start Kit. Visit tmmbook.com to download your free Miracle Morning 30-Day Life Transformation Challenge Fast Start Kit. Complete with exercises, affirmations, daily checklists, tracking sheets, and everything else you need to make starting and completing the Miracle Morning 30-Day Life Transformation Challenge as easy as possible. Please take a minute to do this now. Step 2. Plan your first Miracle Morning for tomorrow. Commit to and schedule your first Miracle Morning as soon as possible. Ideally, tomorrow. Yes? Actually write it into your schedule and decide where it will take place. Remember, it's recommended that you leave your bedroom and remove yourself from the temptations of your bed altogether. My Miracle Morning takes place every day on my living room couch, while everyone else in my house is still sound asleep. I've heard from people who do their Miracle Morning sitting outside in nature, such as on their porch or deck or at a nearby park. Do yours where you feel most comfortable, but also where you won't be interrupted. Step 3. Read page 1 of the Fast Start Kit and do the exercises. Read the introduction in your Miracle Morning 30-Day Life Transformation Challenge Fast Start Kit. Then, please follow the instructions and complete the exercises. Like anything in life that's worthwhile, successfully completing the Miracle Morning 30-Day Life Transformation Challenge requires a bit of preparation. It's important that you do the initial exercises in your Fast Start Kit, which shouldn't take you more than 30 to 60 minutes. And keep in mind that your Miracle Morning will always start with the preparation you do the day or night before to get yourself ready mentally, emotionally, and logistically for the Miracle Morning. This preparation includes following the steps in Chapter 5, the 5-step snooze-proof wake-up strategy. Step 3.1. Get an accountability partner. Recommended. In Chapter 3, the 95% reality check, we discuss the undeniable link between accountability and success. All of us benefit from the support that comes from embracing a higher level of accountability. So it's highly recommended, but not required, that you get a like-minded accountability partner to join you in the Miracle Morning 30-Day Life Transformation Challenge. Not only does having someone to hold us accountable increase the odds that we will follow through, but joining forces with someone else is simply more fun. Consider that when you're excited about something and committed to doing it on your own, there is a certain level of power in that excitement and in your individual commitment. However, when you have someone else in your life, a friend, family member, or coworker, and they're as excited about it and committed to it as you are, it's much more powerful. Call, text, or email one or more people today and invite them to join you for the Miracle Morning 30-Day Life Transformation Challenge. The quickest way to get them up to speed is to send them the link to miraclemorning.com so they can get free and immediate access to the Miracle Morning Crash Course, 2 free chapters of the Miracle Morning book, the free Miracle Morning video training program, the free Miracle Morning audio training program. It will cost them nothing, and you'll be teaming up with someone who is also committed to taking their life to the next level. So the two of you can support, encourage, and hold each other accountable. Important. Don't wait until you have an accountability partner on board to do your first Miracle Morning and start the 30-day Life Transformation Challenge. Whether or not you've found someone to embark on the journey with you, I recommend scheduling and doing your first Miracle Morning tomorrow. No matter what, don't wait. You'll be even more capable of inspiring someone else to do the Miracle Morning with you if you've already experienced a few days of it. Get started. Then as soon as you can, invite a friend, family member, or coworker to visit miraclemorning.com to get their free Miracle Morning crash course. In less than an hour, they'll be fully capable of being your Miracle Morning accountability partner, and probably a little inspired. Are you ready to take your life to the next level? What is the next level in your personal or professional life? Which areas need to be transformed in order for you to reach that level? Give yourself the gift of investing just 30 days to make significant improvements in your life, one day at a time. No matter what your past has been, you can change your future by changing the present. Conclusion. Let today be the day you give up who you've been for who you can become. Every day, think as you wake up. Today, I am fortunate to have woken up. I am alive. I have a precious human life. I am not going to waste it. I am going to use all of my energies to develop myself to expand my heart out to others. I am going to benefit others as much as I can. Dalai Lama. Things do not change. We change. Henry David Thoreau. Where you are is a result of who you were, but where you end up depends entirely on who you choose to be from this moment forward. It's your time. Don't put off creating and experiencing the life, happiness, health, wealth, success, and love that you truly want and deserve for another day. As my mentor, Kevin Bracey, always urged, don't wait to be great. If you want your life to improve, you have to improve yourself first. Get the Miracle Morning 30-Day Life Transformation Fast Start Kit today at tmmbook.com. Then, with or without an accountability partner, commit to your first Miracle Morning and beginning your 30-Day Life Transformation Challenge tomorrow. You know, tomorrow, the day you begin your journey to creating the most extraordinary life you have ever imagined. If there is anything I can do to support you or add value to your life in any way, please let me know. Contact me anytime. I'm always grateful to connect with like-minded folks and find it especially cool to hear from people who have read my books, seen my videos, or attended my speeches. So if you have any questions or would just like to say hello, go to yopalhal.com and click on the contact tab to send me a message. I look forward to hearing from you and exploring how I can add as much value to your life as I possibly can. Let's keep helping others. May I ask you a quick favor? If this book has added value to your life, if you feel like you're better off after reading it, and you see that the Miracle Morning can be a new beginning for you to take any or every area of your life to the next level, I'm hoping you'll do something for someone you love. Give this book to them. Let them borrow your copy. Ask them to read it. Or, better yet, get them their own copy. Maybe as a birthday or a Christmas gift. Come to think of it, what better book to give someone for Christmas than the only book that makes every morning feel like Christmas? Or it could be for no special occasion at all. Other than to say, hey, I love and appreciate you, and I want to help you live your best life. Read this. If you believe, as I do, that being a great friend or family member is about helping your friends and loved ones to become the best versions of themselves, I encourage you to share this book with them. Please spread the word. Thank you so much. An essential bonus: the email that will change your life. Everybody needs feedback, and it's a heck of a lot cheaper than paying a trainer. Doug Lowenstein. Ask for feedback from people with diverse backgrounds. Each one will tell you one useful thing. Steve Jobs. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't sleep. Still renting a room from Matt, I was sitting at my cheap imitation pine desk, crammed into my 12x12 living space. This sucked. Something had to change. Or maybe I needed to change. Staring at my laptop and feeling frustrated with my life, I suddenly got inspired. I don't remember exactly what prompted it, but I opened up a new email and started adding a very diverse group of people to the two field. Close friends, family, coworkers, former bosses, acquaintances, the girl I was dating, and even, believe it or not, my ex-girlfriends. You name it. I was ready to make some radical changes in my life. I was ready for a quantum leap in my potential. And I felt the only way for me to get an accurate assessment of who I was, how I was showing up in my life, and where I needed to improve, was to solicit honest feedback from the people who knew me best. I stopped when I got to 23 email addresses because, well, I am a huge fan of Michael Jordan and have a mild obsession with the number 23. I began to compose an email to these people who each knew me in different capacities and to varying degrees, explaining that I wanted to grow personally, to be a better friend, son, brother, and colleague, and that the only thing to do was to get feedback from people who could see things about me that I couldn't see about myself. I asked if they would please take a few minutes to reply at their earliest convenience, sharing what they believed were the three biggest areas that I needed to improve. I asked that they be brutally honest and assured them that they would not hurt my feelings. In fact, the only thing that would hurt my feelings was for them to hold back, because doing so would only limit my growth. I'd be lying if I didn't admit that this was the most nerve-wracking email I've ever composed. I almost chickened out. I considered deleting it and just going to bed. Thank God I didn't. No, I took a deep breath and I clicked send. Then I went to bed, fell asleep, and awaited their responses. 6 hours later, I woke up. Wait, did I really send that email at 2 o'clock in the morning? Or was that just a dream? I logged into my email. Nope, not a dream. I definitely sent it. And I already had two replies. One was from Mom, and the other was from J. Brad Britton, a well-respected region manager at the $200 million company I work for. Oh boy, here goes. I paused for a second and reminded myself that the purpose of this exercise was for me to grow and improve. So no matter what anyone said in his or her email, I was going to keep an open mind and not get offended. Easier said than done. I opened Mom's email first. Hey, son, I got your email. Really, Mom? I had no idea that you got it. Well, you know I think you're perfect. But if I must give you some constructive feedback, it's that you should call your mother more often. I know you're busy, but it would be nice to hear from you every once in a while. Anyway, I love you. Come visit soon. Love, Mom. I opened up a blank document on my computer and titled it Constructive Feedback and My New Commitments. Number 1, call Mom at least once a week. Then I opened the email from my region manager, J. Brad Britton. J. Brad is someone I admired and had learned a great deal from. Not to mention, he was one of the most positive people I knew. Although we only saw each other a few times throughout the year at conferences and on company trips, he knew me well, at least in a professional capacity. My pal Hal, I love your email. However, I am only willing to give you the 3 pieces of constructive feedback you have requested if you let me follow up with 3 things I like about you. Deal? Okay, here goes. J. Brad proceeded to enlighten me to a few of my professional and social blind spots, all of which caught me by surprise. To be honest, my feelings did get a bit hurt. I felt a little defensive. That's not true. I'm not really like that. He obviously doesn't know me as well as I thought he did. Then it occurred to me that it didn't matter how accurate each of his criticisms were, because that was how I was showing up for him and probably many others. It was important to me, not just that I knew who I really was, but that I was living in alignment with my values and congruent in all of my relationships. Email responses continued to pour in over the next few days. By the end of the week, 17 of the 23 recipients had replied with their thoughtful and, mostly, constructive criticisms. I had added a lot to my constructive feedback and my new commitments document since making a note of my mom's request for more frequent contact. So, what were the results? Let's just say that I gained more self-awareness and grew more in a week from reading those responses than I had grown in the previous 5 years combined, and possibly my entire life. It was incredible. It wasn't easy to put myself in such a vulnerable position and look at all of my flaws, but it was life-changing. It was career advancing. It was relationship improving. And it was all a result of mustering up enough courage to send what is probably the most important email that I've ever sent. The email that will change your life. Before I give you the email that will change your life below, word for word so you can copy, edit, and send it to your circle of influence, I'd like to take a moment to share some positive feedback with you from one of my coaching clients. She sent this to me after she had sent the email that will change your life to her circle of influence. From Trudy, one of my VIP success coaching clients. Hal, I can't believe how effective that email you gave us, the one for requesting personal feedback, has been for me so far. Every reply I've received addresses my weaknesses and strengths from the different respective angles of my friends, coworkers, and family members that know me. This has presented me with a more complete picture of myself, and I feel so respected to receive the help from everyone. Not to mention, the email is also found unique and was well received by everyone who received it. Thank you, Hal, for helping me so much with your VIP success coaching. With gratefulness, Trudy. The email that will change your life. Problem. Feedback avoidance. Most people don't enjoy negative feedback, so they completely avoid asking for feedback. This prevents them from gaining invaluable data about their strengths and weaknesses, thus preventing them from capitalizing on the former and significantly improving the latter. Solution. Actively seeking and learning from the honest feedback of people who know you in various capacities is one of the most effective and fastest ways to gain a new perspective and accelerate your personal development and success. Instructions. Type the following text into an email. Feel free to edit and personalize the email so it sounds like you. Send it to 5 to 30 people. The more, the better. Who know you well enough to give you an honest assessment of your strengths and weaknesses. This may include friends, family, colleagues, mentors, teachers, former employers or managers, customers, your significant other, and if you're brave enough, wait for it, your ex-significant others. Seriously. Important. Be sure to put the outgoing email addresses in the BCC field of the email so that each recipient doesn't see everyone else you're sending it to. Or you can copy and paste, then send the email to each person individually. Subject line. This means a lot. Dot, dot, dot. Or, would love to get your opinion. Dot, dot, dot. Email text. Dear friends, family, and colleagues, thank you so much for reading this email. This isn't an easy one for me to send, but it is extremely important to me, so I sincerely appreciate you investing your valuable time, reading, and hopefully responding to it. This email is going out to only a select group of people. Each of you knows me well, and I'm hoping will give me honest feedback about my strengths and, most importantly, my weaknesses, aka areas of improvement. I've never done anything like this before, but I feel that for me to grow and improve as a person, I need to get a more accurate picture of how I'm showing up to the people that matter most to me. In order to become the person I need to be, to create the life and contribute to others at the levels that I want, I need your feedback. So, all I'm asking is that you take just a few minutes to email me back with what you honestly think are my top 2 to 3 areas of improvement. If it will make you feel better to also list my top 2 to 3 strengths, I'm sure it will make me feel better. You are definitely welcome to. That's it. And please, don't sugarcoat it or hold back anything. I will not be offended by anything that you share. In fact, the more brutally honest you are, the more leverage it will give me to make positive changes in my life. Thank you again. And if there is anything else I can do to add value to your life, please let me know. With sincere gratitude, your name. Final thoughts on the email that will change your life. That's it. I hope you will join me, Trudy, and my hundreds of other VIP coaching clients who have mustered up the courage to be vulnerable and send this email. Some of the life-changing rewards you can count on will be increased self-awareness, deeper understanding of oneself, and clarity on the changes you can make to quickly take yourself and your life to the next level. With love and gratitude, always. Yo pal, Hal. This has been the Miracle Morning, the not-so-obvious secret guaranteed to transform your life before 8 a.m. Written by Hal Elrod. Narrated by Rob Actis. Copyright 2012-2013 by Hal Elrod. Production copyright 2013 by Hal Elrod.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.